reason we come together every single Saturday morning is try and take away your fear or anxieties about any particular topic revolving around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You haven't called someone out for a solar inspection or investigation or analysis at your home because you just don't want to deal with the salespeople. You don't want to deal with the heavy pressure. Well, that's why we bring in our friend Dan King from Harmon Solar. You can talk to him right here on air. We've got Steve calling from Phoenix. We'll bring in on line one and see how we can help him out.
Yes, hello.
Good morning, Steve.
Hi, how's everybody going?
Good. Let me introduce you to Dan from Harmon Solar.
Hi, Dan. I kind of had a question. Me and my wife are retired and on disability, so money's a great issue for us. We've had some, as the bills, constantly increase here in the Valley since we're on the SRP system, we started calling around and getting estimates and things of that sort. And what my major problem was with, I can see the benefits of it, and I can see, how much energy we'll be saving, and all that sounds great. But when it came to the discounts from the government on helping the, seniors or people that don't have a taxable income, that's a very big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, is there anybody that can buy up, let's say you did a cash-out buy on a solar system, is there anybody that can buy those credits from you? Because it's like losing $5,000 right off the top if we just went ahead and purchased it.
Yeah, the way that you do that, if you don't have a tax appetite, you have to own the system for a period of time in order to take that tax credit. Did you look at the leasing models at all for solar systems?
Well, leasing all sounded better, but the problem with leasing was, let's say we want to get rid of the house, we run into the complications with who's going to take over the lease if the house had to be sold or things of that sort. So it just seemed to me, as a consumer, that it gets overly complicated. So buying a cash out just seemed the easiest way to go. If I'm going to do the investment, just buy the investment. It's ours, and we don't have to worry about any of those things down the road if something should change.
Let's go through the checklist here. Go ahead.
Well, I think that you your situation is a challenging one because without a tax appetite, really, I think that the option that would provide you the greatest value would be the lease. And it's getting more commonplace out there, and it's not that big of a deal for
the real estate transaction down the road.
I think it used to be, but now that there's a number of homes that have transacted with that product, it's really not a big deal. So we'd love to have our people come out and talk to you about that. And actually, with being an SRP customer, SunPower, one of our lease partners, recently came out with some special pricing for SRP consumers that makes it really, really attractive. So we'd love to help you.
That's another complicating and confusing issue about the solar industry is it actually varies. You have lot orientation, you have shade characteristics of any particular lot, you've got the lifestyle and the consumption mm-hmm. habits of any particular family living in any particular unit, and then you've got different rules based on what utility company you're dealing with. I mean, you got TEP, you got Unisource, you got SRP, you got APS. Talk about that a little bit. SRP, has SRP just recently modified their approach?
I know that the incentives in all of those utilities have declined to zero, or I think SRP still has a very, very small utility incentive they offer solar customers. It's more about the cost of energy. If you see where solar has proliferated, if you will, Hawaii, California, New York or New Jersey, cost of energy there is very high.
It blows my mind. New Jersey's the highest per capita solar producer on the planet.
And they
that
also
blows my mind.
They also incentivized it quite a bit too. So that's another reason to do for it to be very adopted very highly. The cost of energy here in Arizona is actually really inexpensive relative to the rest of the world, rest of the country. And SRP is even cheaper than APS. So it had been challenging that solar energy was not cost effective for SRP customers when their average bill was maybe 10, 11 cents, and solar energy costs 10 or 11 cents,
right.
It's a wash, right?
Right.
So now we have the ability to offer 2, 2.5, 3 cent savings on solar energy through SunPower lease in SRP territories.
So the new perspective on the financing package is what is making it competitive for the SRP customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the leasing partner of SunPower has given special price consideration to be able to make it attractive enough for consumers to save money with solar in SRP.
Well, now that would tell me that if I had a proposal in the past, yes, as an SRP customer, yes, it now would be a time to maybe reassess, reanalyze it.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We can look it over. And I guarantee you if any proposal that you had, let's say more than 30 or 45 days ago, because it's that recent that they've made this change, we would definitely be able to provide something better than what was shown to you before.
Well, we've got Mickey and Richard on hold. We're going to take them after this next break. Did you see the newspaper article about how they're going to start using salt mines in Wyoming as air compression domes to generate wind turbines and send the power to Southern California?
Isn't that great?
Wow, that's all I got to say.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.